shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're also live on Phil TV in HD with live streaming video of our show, and you can get a backstage pass and join us for our live video cast as we broadcast here from the El Pacifico. And those of you who are watching right now on Phil TV in HD, you can see the gorgeous El Pacifico smashing against the jetty there. You see that, Harvey?
I'm looking on the harbor there, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if you're watching, Doug.
No, I'm not watching. I have to be honest with you, Phil. I'm not prone right now, having been, the source, I think, of some, very severe criticism in the first hour there of your show. I'm not prone to, patronizing your business. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I mean, it's fair enough. I don't want to alienate you as a contact and as a friend, but what we're talking about here is an article that you've written for the Orange County Courier that's going to appear on Sunday. Have you finished writing it?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question, Doug. Which is what? Have you finished writing this article?
I have not finished writing the article. What I'm doing is I don't have to file until Saturday, and I'm not really sure I know why that's your business.
Well, nobody's trying to get into your business, but we're wondering if you've not written the article, what are you waiting to find out?
If you're trying to get me to say that I haven't figured out why Indianapolis is a city that is a place that gives people a feeling of dread, I have figured that out, okay?
Well, then the next question, I'm sorry to interrupt, Phil.
Go ahead. Harvey Wireman is with us. Harvey is a native of Indianapolis. Go ahead.
Is this. What is it? Then why won't you tell us?
I think I already told Phil, I want people to read the article. If I tell you what it is that gives people the creeps about Indianapolis, are you going to read the article?
Well, yes, I think I am going to read the article.
Well, that's a lie. You're a liar.
I'm a liar, huh?
Why do we have to call people names?
Because I know Harvey. He's a liar.
Why am I a liar if I told you that I'm going to go?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Don't give me that stuff about you're gay so you know if I'm lying.
And I know you're lying because if you say to me, yes, I will read your article even though you just told me why people have the creeps visiting Indianapolis, you're a lying two-bit.
You know something, my friend?
Don't go all homophobe on me, please.
And nobody's going homophobe on you, Doug. I think it's pretty outrageous for you to say, because the guy says he's going to read your article, that he's a liar.
Are you going to read the article?
And if I said no, I'm not, does that make me a liar?
Yeah, that does, because I know for a fact you're going to read it.
And how do you know for a fact I'm going to read it?
Because I know that's the kind of guy you are. You don't just take the word of somebody on a radio show. You always back it up and you go read the article.
Oh, look at that. He's trying to flatter you, Phil.
Well, huh? No, I'm not going to read your stinking article.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you just affected the business that a gay man is going to have. So, in other words, that makes you anti-gay. You're boycotting a gay business.
No, I'm not boycotting a gay...
Will you get serious?
I'm not boycotting a gay business. I'm not going to read your article. 877-876-PHIL. What a goofy... What a bunch of goofy stuff. Here is Kathleen on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Hey, how are you? It's so nice
Fine.
To speak with you. And, Doug, I've counted at least 24 times that you said you were a gay journalist and gay.
Right. Is that your hobby?
And
is that your hobby? Is that your hobby?
No, it's not my hobby. I think it's
then why do I care?
I think it's very obsequious for you to keep on, you know.
You don't know what that word means. You don't know what the word obsequious means, to pander to grovel at the feet of. So
well,
you should look up that word. You should look the word up before you know.
I don't have to
All right,
do that,
let's get to the point of the phone call.
I have a master's degree in English, and I'm very good at
words. Look that word up, because you didn't use it right.
How do you know in what sense she's using it?
Obsequious means very sickeningly subservient. What has that got to do with me saying I'm gay?
Well, maybe she means that's what you're doing to the gay community. You're trying to, get all kinds of love from them.
Hey, who am I talking to, Phil? You or this lady?
Well, you could talk to me, but you're...
Yeah, I could talk to you, but it would be, like, really boring, so, I mean...
Would you let me... What did you want to say, Kathleen?
You are so rude.
Well, ma'am, would you spit it out, please? You know, I've been sitting here trying to... You're using a word you don't know the meaning of. You're homophobic.
When your article comes out...
You hate gays. You hate gays.
No, I don't.
You hate gays.
You know, Doug, that is a real typical ploy.
Well, yeah, it's a typical ploy.
Well, am I wrong, or do you not know the word, what it means, what obsequious means? No, I'm not. Am I wrong that you're boring? No, I'm not. Okay, so?
Well, I think you need to, I hope your article works out well for you.
You are very rude, Doug. You are very rude.
What's she trying to say?
And you're sitting there making snoring sound effects.
What do you want to say, man? And am I saying I'm gay too much? I'm sorry. Am I saying I'm gay not enough? I'm sorry. Did I offend you by saying you didn't know the meaning of the word obsequious? I apologize.
I know plenty of gay people who do not.
That's
talk
a lie.
The way that you.
That's
do.
A lie.
And
that's a lie.
Rude.
That's a lie.
What, we heard you, Doug, okay?
It's a lie.
It is a lie. You don't know a lot of gay people.
How do you know that?
I told you tonight that there will be straight people calling saying that they know gay people, and I told you that that is going to be a crawling lie. Not just a lie, but a lie that crawls.
A lie that crawls.
Also, right. Indianapolis is a wonderful place to be. I've been there three times.
I'm going to quote you. Great. I'm going to quote you at the end of my article when I give the reason why people have a feeling of blackness, dread, and evil.
And evil.
Well, I would not put evil in the same category.
I would.
And
ma'am, can I ask you a question? Have you taken pills tonight? Yes, you have. Are they sleeping pills? Maybe not.
No, I haven't. You're very rude.
Well, then why are you talking like this? And I think that can I say something?
Go ahead, Harvey.
You know, Doug, you can insult this lady all you want. You can insult me, but you still haven't gotten to the point. And you know why you haven't gotten to the point?
What?
Because I don't think you have one. I think you came on Phil's show tonight to stir it up, to get people angry, to insult people. You don't have any reason why you're calling Indianapolis evil. And the last thing you said was about evil spells.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, I see. Hey, let me ask some. Did Harry Potter visit Indianapolis? Get a lot of the, what do you call them? Some evilness?
Excuse me, but you don't know. Harry Potter doesn't cast evil spells.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I must not know my black magic. Is that what you're saying about Indianapolis?
Okay, so are you happy you got people laughing at me?
And they should be laughing at you, you jackass. And that's not homophobia. You're just a jackass.
You want to know something, Phil? I've had about all I can take of this.
Well, Doug, if you'd answer people's questions, okay?
I've always thought you were a fair man.
I am a fair man, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to you say, now you're saying there's evil spells in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's what this jackball just said. You're talking about, and Doug, I agree with Phil. Why don't you spit it out, old man? Old man.
Now, that was really rude.
Why?
Old man, huh? You don't want anybody being homophobic.
You call me old man, huh? That's right.
You know, let me say something. No, I'm going to say this old man you're talking to, Doug, is a Marine veteran of the Pacific in World War II. So long before you were born, he was crawling up those rocks at Saipan.
But how come?
Shut up.
Oh, geez.
All right. Sorry, Kathleen. I thank you for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another call. And I think Bill is hanging on. He's in Detroit. Thank you, Bill, for hanging on. Go ahead, man. You're on.
Thanks for getting back to me.
Yes, sir.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
That when you first started...
What do you think of the guy who said that?
Hold on, Harvey. We got Bill on the line. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, good morning again, gentlemen. You were saying earlier when...
He really jackballed it out at me.
Okay, Harvey, we have a gentleman on the line from Detroit, so you need to be, if you wouldn't mind.
I apologize.
Go ahead.
a Marine veteran can do whatever he wants, I say. But God bless you and your family, sir.
Yeah.
I apologize. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, though.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, goodbye. You said when the team moved from Baltimore to Indianapolis that they've been playing there 30 years and they still didn't get a Super Bowl. Was that supposed to be good or was that supposed to be bad?
Well, what I'm saying, sir, is essentially this, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. People don't want me to say it, but I'm going to say it because it's a part of how I report stories. The city of Indianapolis, we're not talking about the Colts. The Colts have been to Super Bowls. They won one and they lost one.
Right.
In Indianapolis. Now, as the Baltimore Colts, I think they won one. Now, but as a city, the city of Indianapolis for almost 28 years, has not had a Super Bowl. And you ask me why? It's a dark place filled with a lot of rumor, things that have happened.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to Mr. Henry. Go ahead, sir.
I was just pointing out that about 2 hours up the road in Chicago, they've been playing football there a lot longer. They've never had a Super Bowl. The same with New York.
Well, they don't have it out. The problem is the Super Bowl is supposed to be played. They want it in a fair weather city. They want it in a city where they have a dome in case it's snowing. So you'll notice New York has never had a Super Bowl either. And that's because they have an open air stadium. They have hold on for a minute, sir. They have open air stadiums there. If they are next year, that's because they're going to have a dome. But they don't play Super Bowls in cold weather cities where they can't control the climate, okay? So that's the answer to that question. Number two, they haven't had one in Indianapolis because the place, even though they had a dome all those years, the RCA Dome, the place, I guess you guys are not going to like this, there are some Indian burial grounds. All right?
Okay. That's fine or
what
unfortunate?
Does that mean? It's unfortunate because they've decided to play football in a city and try to be tra-la-la and happy where there's a whole lot of Indians buried.
There's Indians buried everywhere.
Not like in Indianapolis. Not in the mound. You know, the mound cities along the Mississippi River, and those mound tribes and those mound nations, those were all agricultural communities. They were settled communities. They were not hunter-gatherer communities. They were settled agricultural communities. And it could be that the Lucas Oil and RCA Dome were built on massive Indian burial grounds that are now.
Do you think that creates the foreboding that you're feeling?
Yeah, I do. But I can also tell you're laughing at me.
No, I'm just trying to.
Wow.
What does
wow
mean?
Doug, I mean, come on.
I believe so. Yeah.
All right.
Because it seems like they've had several Super Bowls down in Miami, and there's a lot. It's a much more dangerous city than Indianapolis. And one last point before I leave.
Do you follow football?
I don't think you do.
Well, if you did, then you'd understand that they have Super Bowls in cities with good weather. Miami is the ultimate good weather football town.
It's also violent.
I didn't talk about that. I said Indian burial grounds.
I heard that.
This guy's a piece of... You're a babbler. You're babbling.
Can I say one last thing?
Let him babble. You've been babbling the whole hour. You live in Detroit, sir, don't you? You know what happens in Detroit? They got a dome stadium in Detroit, and they still won't play a Super Bowl there because the place is...
All right, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate your call. We're going to take a break, though. Our number is 877-876-7445. What just happened?
I threw my phone because that guy wouldn't... You know what? I'm glad he talked because you've been babbling like a babbling monkey. A monkey, huh? Yeah, a monkey. A gay man, a gay journalist, and a gay monkey. Oh, ha ha. Boy, you really got the talk show host on your side. Oh, shut up. You know, one of the...
Let's cut these guys up. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous... Where are we, man? Whoa. We got the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is not only Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, but Harvey Wireman. We've had a very contentious hour, which I am very, very, to be honest with you, I'm very sorry to hear about, because I am trying to get to the bottom of a story that you've written, Doug.
You know what?
Hold on, please. Okay? I'm trying to get to the bottom of a story you've written about the city of Indianapolis being a dark, foreboding place, and now we have, of course, this sense that there's something evil.
I want to say something, okay? No, he told me to shut up. Why don't you shut up?
Hey, don't tell him to shut up, man.
Hey, let me ask you something.
No, don't tell him to shut up. Have a little respect for your elders.
And because he's a Marine, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right, a veteran.
That doesn't bother me, Phil. It does. Consider the source, is what my mother used to say. I don't disrespect you, Harvey, but I do disrespect some comments you made about my sexuality. I've never said a thing about your sexuality. You're waiting for somebody to say it about your sexuality. That's been your problem. What's my problem? You're waiting for someone to jump on you because you're gay, and then you can eviscerate them like I've heard you do to a lot of people. You like getting into it homophobes, don't you? No, I do not. I've dedicated ever since I came out. And yeah, ever since you came out. Yeah, that's what you like to talk about, ever since you came out. I've dedicated my life to educating people about being gay.
Well, I mean, Doug, I don't doubt that, okay? I don't want to get an argument about that, but I think you need to be a little more polite, okay?
Oh, we're talking about my table manners now, huh? No, we're not talking about your table. We're talking about, you know, you got a big pair on you. I've been your friend for 10 years. Have I ever had a problem with you being gay? No? Then why would you come out with that now? I just don't like the way I've been treated on the show tonight.
You've been treated pretty fair, man, for a guy that will not say what his article's about.
Boy, I tell you, this is something. I hope the gay people out there are listening. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I got two straights that I just can't wait to tie me to a fence.
Wow.
You got some guts on you to say something like that.
Wow.
You know I mean it.
If you mean that, you're an idiot.
Well, look, you guys call me all the names you want, okay? You got some guts to say something like that. All we're asking for is this stupid article you wrote. That's right, I said stupid. About Indianapolis being a source of evil, or whatever it is you think you're writing about, I don't even know. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, and you won't say what it's about. And then you make a comment like that. What? A comment like what?
You have the tying to the fence thing.
What about it?
That's a Matthew Shepard reference.
That's right. Oh, grow up.
You grow up, man. You're the cat that brought it up.
I'm telling you right now, all the gay people listening, two straights, and they're loving it, man. Talk about a gay bash. I think this is the first public gay bash.
You know what? Now you're embarrassing yourself, because I can't wait. If any gay people do call, there's no way they're going to take your side.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, now you guys know what gay people is thinking, huh? Go ahead and laugh, man.
I am laughing. I am laughing. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. I have George on the line. George, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger and Harvey Wireman. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Harvey, thank you for your service to our country, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I live in Indianapolis. I'm here right now. I really don't know what you're talking about, Doug. I mean, there are not any Indian burial grounds that we're aware of that are haunting or causing a gloom over this city. We have exceeded the numbers of the Super Bowl Village by enormous numbers, more than any other Super Bowl that's been had. It's a great city. Oh. People are down to earth. Well, we're very open-minded, Doug. We're very open-minded. We are good people.
Sir, were you in Beijing for the Olympics?
No.
Okay. I was. And they had a beautiful Olympics. And they had all kinds of pavilions, and they had food, and they had entertainment. But you drive 3 miles outside of the Olympic Village, and you're right in the middle of, you're on the moon, man. I mean, you might as well be on the moon.
You drive 3 miles out of Indianapolis, you're in Cornfield.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on for a minute there, George, and Doug and Harvey. We'll be right back. We got to take a break, a very quick break here. The world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. 3 miles outside of Indianapolis, cornfields, not the moon. Big difference. We'll be right back.
What's that supposed to mean?
Phil Henry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, and with us is Harvey Wireman, along with Doug Danger. Let me get back to, I guess it was George we were talking to. I apologize, George. Go ahead. You're on with Doug and with Harvey. I want to make a very quick point here. I don't want any more disrespecting of anybody. I think that, Doug, this could have been solved. You don't want to tell us what the article's about. That's fine. You could say that, you know, I don't want to say, Phil, but, you know, we have these ideas about Indian burial grounds. What Indian burial grounds?
Well, Phil, I already told you. I said you have the agricultural tribes that lived along the Mississippi River and to the Midwest that had burial mounds. And some of those burial mounds in and around the Indianapolis area were leveled couple 300 years ago by the traders and by the pioneers that were moving into the area. And you may not want to believe, well, okay, I don't want to get into it because you already made the Harry Potter crack. Oh, I made the Harry Potter crack. Are you trying to tell me that there's, you know, evil spirits?
I think you'd be very hard-pressed, in whether it be in Europe or the United States, to not have some building that's on top of some ancient burial ground.
Well, I think that's interesting. This is George. Is that you, George? This is Doug.
Yep.
All right, George. I think that's an interesting comment in light of what you said before Phil went and took that break. You said there are none. And now you're saying,
I've been born raised here. I mean, I've never heard of any burial ground that any of the buildings are being built, that have been built on. I would like to point out one thing you might be missing.
Well, are you saying there are or there aren't? That's all I'm asking. Are there or aren't there?
We don't know, and I don't think you know either. I think you're missing a point.
I do. That's a long run from you that there aren't any.
Hold on, Doug. Let the man finish.
I think you're missing a point why the NFL chose Indianapolis for the Super Bowl. It has been providing people from other states in the Midwest to actually experience the Super Bowl for the first time that don't have the means of being able to fly out to Los Angeles every year to catch a football game out there, or whether it be in New Orleans or wherever. We have so many other cities.
Have you ever heard of Chicago? You've heard of Chicago, right? And you've heard of Cincinnati.
That team's been there since 1919. They've never had a Super Bowl in Chicago. All right, so
Wait. Are you talking about the Super Bowl, or are you talking about the fact there's NFL?
No, the man's talking about the Super Bowl game. The Super Bowl game. And there hasn't been a Midwest, if you will, a Midwest Super Bowl. I mean, they had one in Minnesota, but that's not Indianapolis. Indianapolis is right smack dab there, pretty much halfway between the northern and southern states, you know.
What, are you saying Indianapolis is a southern state? That's an insult.
The president of
You know, Doug, everything I say, man, you... Okay, everybody's talking at once here. Anyway, George, thank you. Very, very good call. I appreciate you being with us. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Roger, who's been hanging on. Roger, go ahead.
You know that Indianapolis is a southern city.
No, I don't know that. Go ahead, Roger.
Okay, I'll be brief as possible. I think if we look back on what's happening, Indianapolis went from a segregated society, integrated society, then back to a segregated society. This is in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and did not change until Martin Luther King came through here. In the 60s, we still had Jim Crowism throughout the city of Indianapolis. And people don't discuss it. They're ashamed of it. But this is one of the things.
That man's making a good point. Oh, yeah. Now that this gentleman has called, you finally got a reason. You didn't.
You should say
thank you. Roger, thank you for calling.
Hey, one other thing. If you go down to the State House, I think it's on the east side. And in there used to be two papers here, the Indianapolis Times and the Star News is still here. The Indianapolis Times was put out of business, but they were given credit back in the 50s for doing exposing the Klan right here in the city of Indianapolis. But they ended up going out of business.
Well, you know something else.
Huh?
I'll tell you one more thing. Remember a guy by the name of Jim Jones who went down to Guyana and had the Jonestown?
Right. He's from 42nd and Boulevard. I have an article
right
before. Thank you. Yeah, I remember Jim
Jones.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to tell me that Jim Jones, I'm just telling you what this gentleman, and I thank you, Roger. You're the first guy to call that.
Yeah, thank God for Roger, because you haven't said anything, Doug.
Yeah, exactly. You're the writer.
Yeah, Jim Jones.
I told
Jones.
You it's.
Yeah, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Was born James Warren Jones, 1931 to 1978.
But the point is, that guy is from India. Jim Jones is from Indianapolis, so that's where his church was.
He went to IU University.
That's exactly right, Jim Jones. And now you know why. When I go to Indianapolis, I get the creeps.
Oh, get out of here!
Now I don't see something else. There is a book out at the library. It's called Walk Across America. This young man came from Germany years ago, and he got to Indianapolis. He says the most unusual place that he's ever been.
Is that right? This guy walked from Germany. What are you saying? He walked across America from.
Walk Across America. That's the title of it. You still get it at the library. And he walked across the United States. And he got to Indianapolis. He makes special comments on Indianapolis. But I think in Indianapolis, we're ashamed of our past. You never hear anything about the Jim Crowism, where they used to keep signs in the windows right here in Indianapolis. Back in the 40s and 50s, we reserved the right to service anyone we please. In restaurants, you walk there, I want to say
of course. But that's no different from a lot of cities that Jim Crow.
But you don't speak of it. It's kind of hidden under the...
Oh, I see. So it's a hidden part of the...
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, Phil.
You know something, Roger? I appreciate you calling. That was some very interesting stuff. And the name of the book is Walk Across America? Is that
Walk Across America. It was written...
I'm going to buy that book, Roger. This is Harvey. And when I read that book, I'll know more about Indianapolis than this idiot. Hey, hold on for just a... You know, Roger, I appreciate this, Doug Danger, but you calling up has made me... And I say this with all due respect, but you calling up, it's like you yanked my pants down and made everyone laugh at me.
Okay, Roger, thank you very much for your call. I do appreciate that. So I think the point that Roger made is a good one.
Hold the phone here for just a minute. Why hold the phone? We've been listening to you spewing nothing, and you for one phone call from that guy, and now we know everything. No, that is not true, Phil, and I hope that you'll allow me to say something.
Go ahead.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Hey. All right, now I got to start again. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Don't say anything.
Okay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. 2, 3, 4. All right. Now, I was going to say toward the end of this interview that the last line of my article that's coming out on Sunday, the Doug Danger Special, which is my Sunday article, the Doug Danger Express. And what is it called? The Doug Danger Express. That's my Sunday article. The Doug Danger Express. You let me finish. And my Sunday article is coming out, and it was going to be about Indianapolis, and the final paragraph would have my reason for feeling the place is just chock full of evil, and that is the Jim Jones, the Jim Jones factor. The Jim Jones factor, okay? You know, you want to quit repeating everything I'm saying, man, because you make it sound like it's coming out of the mouth of a real blithering idiot. I know that's what you think of me, but I'd like people out there to reserve judgment if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll do anything you ask me to do, because I think you've spent an hour and 45 minutes sounding like the dumbest jackass that I've listened to.
All right, hold on for a minute. So what you're saying, Doug, is your article was going to conclude with the reason why Indianapolis gives people the creeps is because of Jim Jones.
Yeah, and I was going to bring up all this stuff this guy Roger was saying.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Wait, I'm a gay man and a gay... You're talking about being... Phil's right. You weren't going to bring any of it up.
No, you weren't. You listened to that guy bring all that stuff up, and suddenly that's the reason why you're writing your article.
God, man, why don't you give yourself a chance to breathe when you say something?
What do you mean?
You know, you sound like you're... Don't talk about the way he's breathing. Let's talk about the way you write.
which is no writing at all. I'm going to do an article about the evil spell that's been cast over in Indianapolis about Indian burial grounds. And, oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me, caller. Jim Jones and Jim Crow. Who's Jim Crow?
Jim Crow laws.
Oh. Yeah, no, what do you mean, Jim? Jim Crow was the guy that went to, went in Crow Town.
Jim Crow? Are you kidding?
I don't.
Jim Crow laws. Those were the laws that separated lunch counters. And
Yeah. Okay. But would you think that was the name of the guy that took people down to Crow Town? He thought it was called Crow Town. You love that? Hey, man. If that's my only mistake, I thank God for that, because you've been butchering facts and history. You've been carving it up like it's a side of beef for an hour and 45. I can't even talk. Well, Phil, all I'm saying.
No, I've heard what you've been saying, Doug, and let's just everybody calm down, because what I've been listening to tonight from you has, as Harvey said, it has been your editor at the paper. If he's listening to this show tonight, man, he's going to have a lot of questions for you. It doesn't sound to me like you've been doing any work at all. And you're going to get to Indianapolis. You better file yourself a pretty good story there, man. I guess we just gave you your angle coming on my show and saying, hey, read my article. What's it about? I don't know. But thank you for that call from that gentleman. Yeah, Jim Jones of Jonestown. He eventually went to California and started the People's Temple. But he had his beginnings as a very charismatic and ultimately a psychopathic preacher and manipulator of people there in Indianapolis. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, Phil TV in HD.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. In a few minutes, we have our news and our information hour. And it's been a bizarre night, to say the least, here with Doug Danger and Harvey Wireman joining us as we talk about the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. I don't want to get into any more arguments, Doug. You have your point of view. I know you feel you've been treated unfairly. And I know that your article is coming out.
I want to say a couple of things without being interrupted, if that's okay.
Harvey, would you just...
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, give a man enough... No, I'm going to say a couple of things without being interrupted. Number one, I'm a journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right? I've been writing as a newspaper writer. I've been out as an open and out gay man for 6 weeks. I've come up some pretty tough roads to get to where I am today. Number two, I've been writing as a newspaper writer for a long time. Indianapolis is the home of Jim Jones. Hey, whoa, man, you said you weren't going to say anything. All right. Indianapolis is where Jim Jones got his start. Jim Jones started the Jonestown cult, and guess what? After they had themselves an afternoon of cookies and Kool-Aid, there's 900 bloated bodies laying in the noonday sun, man, and that's tropical heat, okay? I want to go down on record as saying that's tropical heat, that's equator heat. You know? Okay, so what's your point? What's my point? You were in the Marines. You were in the Pacific. All right, so you're saying 900 dead people at Jonestown, tropical heat. Yeah. All right, so they smelled bad or something? Exactly. Bloated and stunk.
What's the point? What's that got to do with Indianapolis?
That's where that guy got his start. So your point, in other words, your point is that the guy that caused 900 people to have a Kool-Aid snack in the heat and the tropics and the equator of Guyana, and not the equator, they didn't have the Kool-Aid in the equator.
Near the equator is what he's saying.
Near the equator, yeah. Now I forgot what I was saying.
You're saying that the guy that caused Jonestown.
Yes, the guy that caused... But it wasn't just Jonestown, Phil. Here's a guy that had already caused his evil to be in San Francisco, and before that, Indianapolis. Because if you read the book, Raven, that great biography of the whole Jonestown, the whole mess, it's a brilliant, brilliant book. Who wrote it? I forget.
Yeah, I know you forget because the guy was a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, and the last thing you want to do is promote another guy that writes for a newspaper.
No, that's not it at all. I forget. Do you know?
I can find the book.
Yeah, you can find the book. You don't know either.
Well, I didn't bring it up. All right.
But, I mean, what we have is the Jonestown Massacre was something that was started by a guy that came from Indianapolis. That's all I'm trying to say. God! Well, then say it. Spit it out and say it. Don't spend 2 hours hemming and hawing. I wasn't hemming and hawing.
Yes, you were. You brought up Indian burial grounds. You brought up evil. You brought up Harry Potter. You brought up everything but Jim Jones. That's why I'm having a... and that's why I think we all had a hard time with this. Nobody knew what the hell you were talking about. And as a result, you know, now you got your article coming out Sunday. Yeah, I'll read it.
Oh, yeah, I'll read it.
That's right. I'll read it, but I will read it knowing that you were on our show basically trying to find an angle for it. And,
that's exactly what happened. And then the guy called, and now you got Jonestown. Well, you know something? I could talk until I was blue in the face, and both of you guys would still have your brains coming out of your ears. Good night.
Yeah. Where's Harvey?
They're at home.
Get him back up there, man. I want to hang up on him. Harvey, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't, you know, that guy I've known, and I'll tell you something else about him. He is a kind of a guy that you want to turn, you almost want to be anti-gay for one night just to kick his ass. And, you know,
Well, you wouldn't need to be anti-gay to have a reason to kick his ass.
No, but, you know, that stuff, and Indian burial grounds.
All right, well, thank you, Harvey, for your perspective on being a native of Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indianapolis is a great city, and I grew up there like that one guy you had on here. And I don't remember a lot of the stuff. That other guy was Jim Crow and all this. There was Jim Crow. That was all over the country. And I don't remember Indianapolis being any different. Now, I don't know about them covering it up.
Well, maybe Indianapolis consider themselves to be more of a northern city.
Oh, yeah, there was a little bit of that. I think that a lot of people in Indianapolis thought that it was more of a Midwest northern city than a southern city. But
all right, well, Harvey, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you somewhere down the line, huh?
Yeah, and thank you very much. And are you going to the game?
No, I'm not going to the game. Uh-uh.
Okay, because I've got a ticket.
Are you going to use it?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But I just wanted you to know I had a ticket.
That's great. No, I'm not going to the game.
Oh, it's too bad. See ya.
What did that mean?
I don't know. I think he was saying... Was he taunting me?
I thought he's going to say he's got a ticket.
I thought he was saying, I've got a ticket, you can go to the game with me?
Yeah.
No, it was just him saying... Are you going to the game? No, I'm not, because I have a ticket. Okay, too bad you're not going. I am. That's what he's... Anyway, thank you very much. All right, so the Super Bowl, yes, indeed. By the way, we're going to have an afternoon of Sunday football with Phil on Sunday, and that means that we're going to be on Phil TV and HD on Sunday for the Super Bowl. Depending upon when it starts, make sure that you check our website and certainly check whatever sports authority you like to go to, whatever sports website you go to find out the actual game time. I don't know when. I imagine it's going to be evening hours, prime time. Even on the West Coast, it'll probably be somewhere around 6, 5 o'clock, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a prime time back east.
Right, so we will be here with Phil TV and HD for the Super Bowl to watch the game alongside of you. Make sure you got your BSP ready and join us on Sunday. And, you know, I said I really enjoyed, and a lot of the Phil TV and HD shows that we've done, a lot of our Sunday Football with Phil shows that we've done featured the New York Giants. I mean, we were there for the at least two of the Giant wins in the playoffs, I know, and really impressed with, and I think we were there for the Giants defeating Green Bay in the regular season. And I've always been impressed with Eli Manning. I was impressed with their running attack. I thought it was tremendous. I was very impressed with their defense in the NFC Championship game. But now comes the Super Bowl, and I got to go with New England.
Why?
Why? Well, because I can't, in all good conscience, I don't think it's going to last. I don't think that New York can continue the run that they're on. They're a 9-7 football team. Let's not forget. And that doesn't mean that 9-7 teams don't win Super Bowls. I really feel that this game for the Giants will be a road game. This Super Bowl game will probably be more of a... I mean, there's going to be a lot of Giant fans there, don't get me wrong. But I just think it'll be perceived by the Giants as one more game on the road of a lot of road games. And there's not going to be the big upset that there was the last time in 07. I just don't see it happening, you know?
Yeah, but you have no real fundamental football reasoning on account of it.
Oh, is that right? Well, okay, Jimmy the Greek.
Who?
Well, whatever you say, man. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more. Our News and Information Hour coming up. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. And you're out.
Phil Henry.